Okay, Michelle, you and I are back. We are literally turning the lights back on today in so many different ways. And I'm excited to do this show with you. Do you want to talk about how this topic came about? I mean, where you were, all of a sudden, I throw this topic out to you.
Well, it's funny because you sent a message, a text message, and I immediately felt a little bit of nostalgia because do you remember years ago we used to do this often? Like we recorded for so many years that we started to be creative and you would always
Yes.
like pick a really great song. So I think I was walking, the text came through. And I did know that Billy Joel had a new song out, but I didn't hear it and I didn't really read the words or anything. And then when I listened to it, I actually felt a lot of emotions.
Yeah. It hit me the same way. I've been a Billy Joel fan for a very long time. Since I was, a teenager, I grew up with it with my brother. And obviously, Billy Joel hasn't recorded or put out a song in 20 something years. And so someone told me, I didn't see the Grammys where he performed it. And by the way, he co-wrote the song. And I listened to the song, and all of a sudden, I'm like, it was very much, it was very, it reminded me of, he did a lullaby song for Alexa. You remember that one? When Alexa was, his daughter was very young. And it was just very vulnerable. It was a song that spoke, personally about his life, but also could be metaphoric to anyone's lives in many different areas. So, I was listening to this song and I started to get emotional. I didn't know why, and I started to feel a lot of the emotions that I felt over the last, 20 years, since we've been doing Laugh or Go Crazy a long time ago. And I was like, all right, you got to listen, Michelle. I said, because we were going to talk about a different topic today. And I said, I really want to speak to this. So I said, you got to listen to the song, got to listen to the song. And so what were some of your, I mean, I know what resonates with me, but like, did you like it? And what emotions did it bring up?
Well, let me first start out by saying I brought it up with like two different groups of people over the last few days to just see what their reaction is or was, you know. And it's funny, until you really look at the words of a song and spend time with it, you don't always like you come, everybody has a different response, but and I'll get there because it's very interesting to listen to what other people thought the song was about. For me, I felt the song was truly about a relationship between two people who have been together for many, many years. And how, you know, when you're together, when you're with someone for so long, as you and I have been, you know, I'm on like going on 22 years, right? And you're even longer. This is what happens to a lot of people, you know, and I think that to me it was a person toward the end or after many years who realized that they kind of got lost in life and, you know, didn't pay the attention to the relationship and the person, and that they finally realized that and they wanted to, you know, kind of rekindle that old romantic, you know, relationship,
Feeling.
even if it's not romantic, you know, close relationship. And, you know, they don't even know if the other person wants to. Like at the end of the song, did I wait too long to turn the lights back on? But I strictly felt that this song was about a couple who were are in a romantic relationship, like not. Someone said, "Oh, I thought it could relate to like a son or a daughter and a parent, but I didn't see that."
Well, I mean, I guess, the concept of, turning the lights back on in any area of your life, whether it be career, maybe it's the love for doing something that you kind of forgot that you enjoyed, or maybe life got in the way, like you said. I definitely felt this was a couple that, you know, were together and were once in love. And, you know, because he says, you know, in part of the song, I used to be romantic.
Right.
And, you know, basically, and from his perspective, it was almost like he took the relationship for granted, and that he's now realizing his role.
Right.
And he is frantically trying to get the lights back on in his partner or wife or girlfriend or whoever. And he's got all these insecurities about, you know, maybe I'm, you know, he realizes I'm late, but I'm here right now. That line is just amazing, because sometimes we are late to realizing, and we really hope, is it too late for me to get back in the game? Is it too late for me to start my own business? Is it too late for me to get that relationship with my son or daughter or even husband? And because, you know, we wake up, Michelle, consciously, and years have gone by, and we're like, oh, I don't even know if he sees me the same way, or I see him the same way, or, and it's just this realization that, you know, time is, life is fleeting, and, you know, so much has gone by that he's really almost in a panic that, you know, he wants to ignite something again, and he's willing to do the work. And he was blind, and he sees you now. I see you now. And that's a big line, Michelle, being seen in a relationship.
Yes, it is. And I think, to be honest with you, I was reflecting on my own relationship. And before you and I started recording this morning, you know, I spoke to my husband and I said, you know, I expressed how I felt about our relationship over the last 22 years. You know, briefly, it was like a 3-minute conversation.
Sure.
So it wasn't like deep or anything.
Yeah.
But I said, you know, we had a lot of rough years, you know. And I said, but I think we made it out okay. Like I said, I'm happy with where we are. And he agreed. But I'll tell you, Steve, I think that it's very hard to get through those years. And I think a lot of people sometimes don't make it through those years, because 20 years, 30 years, that's a long life. And a lot of things happen, you know, and a lot of things get in the way of two people. And it's like nice to say and to believe that, you know, you'll always stay very connected and you'll always, but I think most people don't always stay very connected because things get in the way. And it could be careers, children, it could be parents, it could be anything, you know, who knows. But I think that it's funny. I'm just going to bring this story up quick, because we were out with friends of ours a few weeks ago, and they're kind of new friends for us. This is a new couple that we just started hanging out with the last few months. And I always tell Randy, excuse me, that it's so nice when we're together with them, because they're always like he'll say, I just can't wait to go home and have a cup of coffee and talk about my day. And, you know, we join the gym together, and it seems like they do everything together. They decide on, you know, hiring house cleaners together and decorating together. And so I assumed, you know, because when we assume, you know, we really don't know, that this was their relationship over the past 30 years with their three kids and the And then last time we saw them, he made a comment like, we had a really rough few years, you know, where we had to get back on track.
Sure.
And I said to myself, you see, you just never know. You know, people make come around full circle. And even though people look like it looks like someone has it all, or a relationship, or even like someone who's successful, oh, it was always easy for them. Look, they're always doing that. There's a lot that goes into that. And we really never know, you know.
Right. And, you know, it's, I think, first of all, relationships, whether it's, you know, your partner, husband, wife, or son, daughter, whatever, you know, everyone's evolving, everyone's changing all the time. And to be in sync And to stay in sync is tough.
Right.
And that, you know, checking in with each other and keeping those moments light and having fun and doing things together. And even if they're small things, and sometimes we do grow apart, you know, but it doesn't mean that the light has to be turned off. You know, there's a way to stay connected even when your lives are going in two separate directions. Because, you know, I look at your relationship, you look at mine, you know, you guys are very different and vice versa.
Yeah. Oh yes.
I mean, we couldn't
very
be any
different.
Right. I mean, we couldn't be any more different in terms of, you know, so
everything. Yeah. Pretty much everything.
Everything. And that's okay.
Yeah.
But seeing the person, rather than their habits or their viewpoints.
Right.
Or their behaviors in terms of like routine or, you know, anxiety, you know, and I want to touch on anxiety a little bit only because we did get an email, but I want to read this line real quick. Towards the last stanza of the turn the lights back on, it says, but I'm here right now. Is there still time for forgiveness? Won't you tell me how? I can't read your mind, but I see you now. As we're laying in the darkness, did I wait too long to turn the lights back on? And this really gave me very like emotional feelings because, you know, sometimes we do have to be told how
yes.
to do it.
Well, I remember sending something out about how to be loved. Like everyone has to be loved differently. Everybody feels loved differently. So you and I can think loving each other is hugging and spending time together, where someone else's love, what they need is different. So we do have to be told sometimes how to meet someone else's needs in terms of how to be loved.
Yes.
Right? I mean, is that what you mean?
Yeah, we could be told. Sometimes not told, but we have to be shown. You know, we have to show the person what you need and what you didn't do, and vice versa. I think, you know, that's huge in this song. And, you know, realizing, you know, the realization that, you know, maybe I was blind and I got lost somehow, and I'm trying to find the magic back, and I'm here right now. I know I'm late. And, you know, it's almost like, you know, will you forgive me? And, you know, there was a part of the song in the beginning, Michelle, talks about pride sticking its tongue out at the portrait that we've become. And, you know, it's sometimes you have couple. Yeah. That's really crazy because it's pride or not being proud to sure. Or shared, not sorry, wrong. You know, that point of view or that viewpoint that keeps you stuck. And, you know, there's a part in the song that says, you know, it's almost like building up to how did we got here? How did we end up with no lights on? And sometimes pride and ego, you know, becomes this like third person in the relationship that, you know, metaphorically sticking their tongue out at the two couples. And now they have become this portrait, you know, stuck in a frame, unable to change. I thought that was big.
Wow. Yeah, that is. I'm looking for that part, actually. And, you know, sometimes the person who has that pride doesn't even want it anymore. Like, it's almost like you feel like you have to live up to the portrait that you portrayed, whatever it is, the way you acted, whatever you stood by, and maybe you did change. Maybe you don't stand by that anymore. Maybe you were a very rigid person and you were known for your strictness and your bluntness and all of these, you know,
right,
these qualities. And you just kind of don't want to be that person anymore, but you feel like that's what I'm known for. You know what I mean? Like, I'm known to be difficult, or I'm known to be so easygoing, and I, you know.
Well, you become the portrait. You become the portrait that pride has, you know, has painted you.
Right. And pride is tough because pride could go two ways, you know. Pride could definitely be a wonderful word and used in a beautiful way, and then it could also, I think, hinder you in ways, you know. And I see it. It's right in the first verse. And pride sticks out its tongue, you know. So, but you know something, Steve, I love what you said before. You said that this song, you could take this song, and I think the literal meaning, in my opinion, is what you and I both agree on, that it is more of a relationship between two people. But I think that you could take this song and apply it to anything.
Now, there's another part of this song that I just want to go to. So that was in the first stanza about the pride. Oh, okay. This was interesting. Here we are stuck on a hill, outsiders inside the home that we built. The cold settles in. It's been a long winter of indifference. Now, indifference, that is a killer, Michelle.
Oh, that is, well, once you become indifferent, then, in my opinion, which I have become indifferent in, you know, different ways at different times in different relationships, it's to me, it's not good indifference. You know, it's like you don't
Indifference
care either
is
way.
you don't care either way. It's like, I gave up, I don't care. And then from that standpoint, it's very sad because, you're just clocking time now. You're just kind of moving through, coexisting,
Exactly.
and yeah, and life is just too important and too short to be doing that. And oftentimes, when you get to indifference, that's where the portrait has been painted of, ego or pride, pride being not a positive word here. And he also goes on and says, maybe you love me, maybe you don't. Maybe you'll learn to, and maybe you won't. And so, obviously we can be in relationships and we don't love each other anymore. Or maybe the other person doesn't realize if you love them, and maybe you won't. You've had enough, but I won't give up on you. So sometimes you got to fight your way back to being seen or loved again, because of the behaviors that you've taken over the years. This is not easy, Michelle, by any means. But I
No.
just was like, it's almost like the song woke me up. I feel like I'm pretty self-aware.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Listen, it did wake me up in a way that I was like, God, I don't want to be this couple in this
So
song. I don't.
did you make any changes? Did you do
Well,
anything yet, or did you have a conversation?
I didn't have a conversation. I just sort of like had a conversation with myself. And it
Okay.
was sometimes change doesn't need to be heard by everyone. It needs to
Yeah.
be seen.
That's right.
And we don't have to make statements or conversations or grant, because words are words, but just this thing inside me was like, for instance, this is even before I started hearing this song. That's why it resonated with me. I do a lot of travel and vacations, but oftentimes, we got stuck into this groove of doing it with other people. And just because it's fun, but I hadn't been on a vacation, with my partner in a very long time, just us. And besides like a one-nighter, here and there. And I was like, I just wanna go alone. And it was weird because the first day I'm looking around, I'm like, oh, this is strange. It's just the two of us. What are we gonna do? You know what I mean?
Right.
And I became that, I don't know, want to say nervous or anxious, but I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do here for a week? I didn't say that, obviously, but
No,
I
but you
felt
had
it.
like you didn't have entertainment. You know, other people bring conversations and different things, like, you know, just different experiences. So I get it, you know.
Yeah, and but by the end of the first day, more the second day, it was this realization. I was by the pool laying down. You know, we were just chilling. It was the morning, sipping coffee. It was like that 10:30 time. And I was looking around. I was just like, you know, I'm really enjoying this. And it's just, I don't want to call it quiet, but it was uninterrupted time for us. And, you know, one day went into the other, went into the other. And as the days were going, I felt like I preferred this. I know it sounds silly. Yeah. And I was like, my God, you know, and we actually both said it. We both said, you know, this is really nice. And we haven't done, like, it was a realization for both of us, like, oh, wow, you know, we're always a plus one or a plus two or a plus, you know, in a small group. And travel could be fun and amazing with groups too. But I think it's important to have that realization before the lights do go off, because, you know, the whole idea of a vacation together is to reconnect. And we felt a very big reconnection. And, you know, we look back on that vacation was just, you know, 6 weeks ago. And it was sort of like this reset. And I think we have to have resets, you know, in our lives, in all aspects, career, you know, with the kids or with your parents or with your loved ones, or even if you're single, a reset in routine and in your relationship and in many different areas keeps the lights on for us inside. And yeah. So, you know, I don't think this song is just about keeping the lights on for your partner. It's also for yourself, because I feel as though attraction, you know, what makes you attractive is what you bring to the table.
Yeah. Don't you find as you get older, like attraction, when you're very young, there's a very different romantic attraction. Like it's a different fire. It's a different excitement. And when you're older, it's different, but sometimes in a better way. Like, you know what I mean? Like you find it's like deeper, it's like more meaningful. You know, you had said before self-awareness, like in my opinion, the key to a happy life is self-awareness. I think that when you can like have a conversation with yourself and recognize your faults or your, you know, your good qualities, whatever it is, and use that base to change your behavior. Or, you know, I used to be very reactive, like with my kids. They would tell me something and I would be like, oh my goodness, you can't do that. That wasn't the right thing to do. How do you think that made the person feel? Bah, 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 bah. You know, I was always like that when they were little. And now as I matured, you know, and they're older, I really learned that isn't the best approach, you know, and you kind of learn things along the way.
The reaction, the reaction approach is not
the reaction of effective. Everything. Like even sometimes there are a reaction with each other. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's your reaction to everybody and everything. Everybody has a reason why they do things, right? And if we remember that, they behave a certain way for a reason. It doesn't always have to be because of our behavior. Like people take everything very personally, right? You know, and we're like, well, what did I do? Or that was, they hurt me or they did this to me. A lot of times they are reacting to you and it could be negative, but it's because they're struggling internally with something else. And I try to always keep that in mind, but I don't think I shared this with you. So the other morning I was taking the dogs for a walk and I asked my older son, who's 19, he has been like trying to walk a few times a day, little spurts here and there, to come with me. And, you know, like I do still every opportunity I get, I try to like throw out some, you know, positive advice, you know.
Sure, words of wisdom, of course.
Exactly. Yeah. And I said to myself on this walk, I am not going to speak. No, I just didn't speak. I just, we walked the dog. And let me tell you, after about 15 minutes, like on the way back home, the last 5 minutes, I got a lot of information about a lot of things that I think typically it would be hard for a son to tell a mom, that were very honest and like things that he's working on. And, And my reaction was not, well, you can't do that. Well, you got to stop doing it. Blah, 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 blah. I just said things like, well, what do you think about that? How do you think you could change that? But what I'm saying is, you know, I'm not praising myself at all. What I'm saying is it takes a lot of self-awareness to improve relationships and say, this approach really doesn't work. You know, I've seen that over and over again. Maybe I should try something else. You know, you can't control anybody. You can't make anybody do anything. You can't make someone love you. You can't make someone do well. You can't make someone make good choices. You're only really in control of yourself, right?
Right.
So whatever that looks like if the lights are out, Steve, and the person doesn't want to turn the lights back on, that's going to be it. You know, they're not going to turn the lights back on, and you're going to eventually accept it and move on, right? I mean,
right.
That's reality. You can't make someone turn the lights back on with you, but you can sure try and walk away and say, I gave it everything I got because I wanted to, you know?
Yeah. And the realization that, you know, you may be late in recognizing that the lights are off, and, you know, it's a sad serenade to a life that, or a situation that was once really great. Because he does make, you know, a reference to, I used to be romantic.
Right.
And, you know, and I used to be whatever. It doesn't have to be romantic. I used to be spontaneous. I used to be fun. I used to be creative. I used to be adventurous. I used to be athletic. You know, it just fill in the line.
Right.
And making your way back, Michelle, we did a recording years ago. I think it was called something coming back or making your way back. We'll try to find it and post it. But I do think the journey back to yourself is something that everyone's going to experience multiple times in their life. And as you get older, you know, you realize that, you know, how precious this journey to back to your authentic self is. And I think younger people really feel this. You know, I do think the younger generation now, I don't know what they call them, not millennials, maybe millennials, but there's a generation before that. They're a little more self-aware than I was. You know, I think they're more self-aware, Michelle.
You do?
I do. I really do. I do think they're more self-aware. I think they're aware of themselves. They're aware of their feelings. They're aware of how they want to be identified or called. They're aware of their sexuality. They're aware of a lot. And
let me ask you about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that sometimes if you're too self-aware, or maybe it's not self-aware, maybe it's self, like when you I find this generation is more like a me generation, like almost like in some ways we forgot how to treat others because we're too worried about meeting our own needs. Like, I feel like when we were young, it was more about we were giving and helpful, and we didn't always think of ourselves first. And I think possibly,
well, I think
I kind of see it in my kids, to be honest with you. And I don't mean to be disparaging at all, but, and maybe I was like this as a kid and I forgot. I guess maybe teenagers are like this, but like, it's like, well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to, you know, this is, you know, this and this and I, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like what happened someone needs help,
right?
Or you just do it because you do it for someone else. Like, you know,
right.
I think there's a happy medium there. I think you're looking at the positives, which I think is terrific. But I think also in some ways, you know, like some of us are so into self that we don't even hold the door for someone and we don't even let them pass on the road, you know?
Well, that's yes. And I see that. And I was referring more to the fact that younger people know what makes them happy. And they do, the perception of I, from the point of view of I, and me, you know, it could be selfish depending on the balance, but also it's, I know what I want and I know what I don't want to do. How many times did we do things that we didn't want to do, or that right. hung out with people that weren't great for us, or we're in relationships that weren't healthy, or, you know, we did things for the wrong reasons. But I almost feel like this generation, I say this generation, you know, maybe late teens, you know, late, take that 10 years. They definitely know what they want. You get what I mean?
Yes.
And I think, and it's not just all tangible things, like materialistic things. I think it's, you know, you find a lot, I don't know, it's just a perception that I have of the generation. And I think there's a lot of great qualities that I wish I had.
Right, yes. So, meaning like they're living more of an authentic life?
Yeah, they're living their life.
Yeah.
They're not, you know what I mean? Authentic
yeah,
life.
Yeah, I guess
they
so.
Do.
Right.
They're living their life.
That's
you
true.
Know?
Yeah.
And I don't think I did that.
No,
you know,
well,
I
we live in a different world.
Parents wanted me. Yeah. I mean,
we live,
you know,
we live in a world where a lot is, you know, back a while back, you know, things were just not accepted and that was it. Now, thankfully, we live in a world where individuality is much more accepted, and that is a wonderful thing for a lot of people to live an authentic life. Like, I am 100% on board with that. However, I do think sometimes it's brought to the extreme where we forget to be loving and giving and kind, and you know what
yes,
I'm saying? Like,
yes,
you still have to
yes.
respect everybody, like, because sometimes I find people who have so much of that self-awareness, they forget about everybody else. You know, you have to balance, I think.
I agree.
Yeah.
So that was just, you know, a quick shout out to the younger generation, but
no, it's good. I think it's
yeah, good. Yeah. Yeah. So Turn the Lights Back On by Billy Joel, really. And you know, just a final point, because I did watch an interview of Billy Joel at the Grammys, and you know, everyone's asking why after 20 something years did you decide to put out a song, because you know, in every interview for the last 20 years, you know, he's like, I'm done, I don't have anything else to say, I you know, I'm tired of myself, I don't sound great anymore, you know, I know he does the concerts, but in you know, music writing is so painful for me, and what do I really have to say that people are gonna care about? He kind of saw himself as someone whose prime has gone by, and like, really, you don't really, my words aren't gonna resonate with this generation. And it was like a Metzler, songwriter, kind of convinced him to get back to writing and creating. And that's why I said at the top of the show, he co-wrote the song, because it really wasn't him that initiated the lights being turned on within himself in the songwriting, singing passion that he used to have. It was someone else that saw it dimming inside him, or not even on, and kind of made him remember that.
Wait a minute.
He enjoyed.
Do you think
yes.
this song is about that?
Well, I think it could be because, you know, Billy Joel is in a beautiful relationship. He's got two, you know, brand new wife, and he's got a newborn. So I think it's metaphoric for him. Well, by the way, he's certainly had many, you know, divorces in his life.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, this doesn't have to be him. Like, this doesn't have to be a song about actually him with a partner. But now
no,
that you spoke
but
of that interview, I'm thinking,
yeah,
this could be his relationship
sort of,
with music.
Yes, yes, it's his. I think for him, this resonated with his relationship with music and the career, and maybe him feeling like his lights were off. In this
Look, it
genre.
Took me the whole kind of, podcast to figure this out now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, it's fine. Because I didn't tell you the story in the beginning. I kept it to the end because, you know, he did co-write it. And he's like, you know, if it wasn't for Matthew's tenacity, and, you know, he made a joke, like hounding me, you know, I took his call and, you know, we had lunch. And he got me to see that I still have something to give.
And all right, so I take back what I said. I take back everything I said. I think.
What do you mean?
I don't take back everything I said. I think it definitely could be applied to any kind of relationship in many different ways. However,
of course,
I was stuck personally on it being between a couple. And if you look at the cover of this album, it's the light is shining on him singing.
Yeah.
So now I don't know. Okay. This is good stuff.
It's good stuff. I think there's many levels, and I think initially, you know, it's resonated with the couple situation, but then I was like, that's weird because, you know, he's singing a song after 20 years and he chooses to put this ballad out about a couple that's lost their way, but maybe he lost his way with music.
Well, now and, I think he did. I think that is what it is.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. I mean, my opinion is my opinion. It's not, I don't know. I'm not right or wrong. I just, you know, you could have, he has a love of music, but, oh, well, now everyone will really be thinking about this.
Yes. His love affair with music.
Yeah. Feel free to email us, right? And tell us your take on the song. Because it's so interesting. Yeah. Everyone has a different, you know.
I do think people should try to listen to the song and try to listen to it more than once. You know, if you're in the car, it's just uninterrupted. You know, let the lyrics kind of marinate over you and see
what stirs up.
Yeah. So, yeah. But like, see what stirs up inside of you.
Definitely.
You know? Yeah.
So we
good stuff.
Yeah, this was good. I really enjoyed this. I got a lot out of it, actually. Now, before we sign off, we ask that if you could press the like button or the follow button or write a review, we would greatly appreciate it. We're you know, back in action, and we would love the support, and we'd love to hear from you. You could always email us at laughogocrazy@yahoo.com. And it was great spending time with you.
Yes. And I guess we have turned on our own light in this relationship that we have together at Laugh-O-Go-Crazy because, you know, again, it's very similar to Billy Joel, although we don't want to compare careers. We were sort of done in this area. And we decided to, I don't know how we decided. It was more you. That you still had this light inside of you.
I know. I really did. I really wanted this back. I wanted this time with you back. I wanted this time. Just, we do a lot of reflecting ourselves as well. So I think if the podcast is helping others, it's helping us equally or more.
Yeah. Yeah. So all right.